Good evening, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姊妹们，晚安。
We've had a good weekend thinking about the love of God.
我们这个周末，我们思想神的爱，我们何等的好。
The love of God is not only deeper than we could understand.
我们神的爱不仅比我们能想象的更深。
But it's also more human than we often recognize.
它也比我们经常认识到的更有人情。
God loved us so much, He became human.
神他如此的爱我们，他成为一位人。
To show us the depth of human love.
他让我们看见人的爱可能到一个什么样的地步。
Sin had marred love.
罪让爱失去了它的意义。
Short-circuited love.
他把让爱短路了
to where all love is self-centered.
使得我们的爱都变成以自我为中心了
But that true and personal relationship of love
但是那个真实的那个个人的关系层面的这个爱
could never be fulfilled within man
靠的人的自己是绝对不能实现的
unless Jesus came and opened the wells of relational love, true love.
除非是耶稣他自己来能够打开这个真正的爱这个关系上的爱的这个一个宝藏。
When we hear some of the great hymns that have been written,
当我们听那些写下来的这些美好的诗歌的时候
we see that they're true to the Bible in this way.
我们知道他们对于忠于圣经是这样忠于圣经的。
On the one hand, it talks about our life as filled with trials and temptations and opposition.
一方面讲到我们的一生是充满了试炼，充满了对立，也充满了诱惑。
And it shows that despite these things, by faith, we overcome.
它也表明，尽管如此，我们因着信，我们也能够战胜。
But there's the other side that also is true.
但是在另外一个方面也是对的。
That our life is all about the abundance of God's love shown to us.
我们的生命也是显明了神他丰盛的爱在我们的当中。
How God teaches us to love.
神教会我们如何去爱。
And in such a way that not only do we love God, but we love one another.
让我们可以不仅我们爱神，我们也可以彼此相爱。
So much of the scripture describes that life of hardship and challenge and faith.
所以圣经很多是如此的描述我们的人生，讲到我们的所要遇到的难处，也讲到我们的信心。
But there's also the other side.
但是还有另外一个方面。
Life is a life lived in the blessed presence of God.
我们的一生是活在我们主他的同在的祝福的里面。
Many of the songs that we cherish the most.
我们所珍爱的那些诗歌。
Were written by people who went through deep waters.
是由一些那些经历了极大的难处的弟兄们姊妹们写的。
And in the midst of it found a love that would not let them go.
在其中他们发现了这样的一个爱不能放弃他们。
That love is a person.
这个爱也是一个位格。
It's not a commodity, it's not some expression, it's a person.
不是一个商品也不是一个表达的方式而是一个人。
And so we're not surprised that John, the disciple whom Jesus loved, would share this emphasis on love.
所以当我们看耶稣爱的那个门徒约翰他这样跟我们交通爱的时候我们就不觉得惊讶。
Tonight I'd like to just read a few verses from Psalm 46 as a background.
我们今天我们读诗篇46篇来作为我们的一个背景。
It's a very familiar psalm to you.
对你们来说可能是非常熟悉的。
God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble.
神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。
Therefore we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea.
所以虽地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，我们也不害怕。
Though its waters roar and foam,Though the mountains quake at its swelling pride, Selah.
其中的水虽砰轰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖。
There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God, the holy dwelling places of the Most High.
有一道河，这河的分岔是神的城欢喜，这城就是至高者居住的圣所。
God is in the midst of her, she will not be moved. God will help her when morning dawns.
神在其中，城必不动摇，到天一亮，神必帮助这城。
The nations made an uproar, the kingdoms tottered. He raised his voice, the earth melted. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold, Selah.
外邦嚣嚷，列国动摇，神发声，地变融化。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Tonight, Lord, we come in the feebleness of speech to talk about something far beyond words.
主啊，我们今天晚上，我们带着我们的软弱，我们来讲述有一些永远来超乎我们的言语的一些话。
Many in this auditorium tonight can testify to being drawn by your love.
听众里面很多人都能见证他们如何被你的爱来吸引。
And we're so thankful that we can spend a little time thinking about your great love for us.
我们实在感谢你，我们能够花一点的时间来思想你向着我们的极大的爱。
But we realize all true love is relational.
但是我们认识到所有的真正的爱是有是在发生关系的。
And that you desire more than we realize our love as well.
你也让我们更多的认识到我们的爱。
Open up the floodgates of our heart.
把我们的心的洪水的门来打开。
Let us be those to whom the world says, "My, how they love one another."
让那个世界上的人看见我们就说，哦，他们是何等的彼此相爱。
We realize this open heart is something only the Spirit of God can do.
我们知道只有圣灵才能开启我们的心门。
So we ask that His presence and work would corroborate with the words spoken tonight.
我们求他的同在和他的工作来与这些话同作印证。
We thank you for this time and praise you in Jesus' precious name.
我们为着这个时间感谢你，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
True love can only be expressed two ways.
真正的爱只能用两种方式来表达。
It cannot just be sent out with nothing coming back.
它不能说是你只是付出而不回报。
And so we want to talk about our love toward God tonight.
所以我们今天晚上要讲述我们对神的爱。
Now we've had two sessions where we've been emphasizing God's love toward us.
我们花了两堂讲神向着我们的爱。
No way can we say there's any kind of balance between His love for us and our love for Him.
我们在他和爱我们和我们爱他中间是不能是平衡的。
If we were to say it was 99 parts His love for us and one part of our love back for Him,
如果说他爱我们有99分，我们只爱他一分的话，
that would still be overstating the case.
还是来夸大了我们的自己。
But how important that 1% is to God, few of us realize.
但是我们很少有人知道这一分的爱对神来说都是何等的重要。
Love wants love.
因为爱，他要寻求爱的回应。
We have a strange example in the Old Testament in Jacob.
我们在旧约里面，我们看见雅各身上的一个例子。
You and I could list the reasons that God shouldn't love Jacob.
我们可以把所有神不应该爱雅各的原因都记下来。
He was such a rascal.
他是实在是一个坏蛋。
He was such a tricky guy.
他实在是满了狡猾。
He was such a good Chinese businessman.
他是一个好的一个中国做生意的中国人。
He had so many faults, they just stared you in the face.
他有很多的这个缺点，直接就让你直接面对他。
So why does God say, Jacob, I have loved?
为什么神说雅各是我所爱的呢？
Don't you realize that God is looking for something more than just for you to live a nice, tidy, neat, clean life?
你觉得神难道不是说在你要过一个很好的一个整洁的生活之外还要再寻找什么吗？
He is holy, so he does say, I am holy, therefore you be holy.
他是圣洁的，他说你们要圣洁，因为我是圣的。
He says, I am righteous, therefore you live in my righteousness.
他说我是公义的，所以你们的生活也要在我的公义的当中。
He says, I am light, so I want you to walk in truth.
他说我是光，所以我也愿意你们行走在光中，在真理的当中。
But he says, I am love, I want you to be my love.
但是他说我是爱，我愿意你们成为我爱的对象。
God loved Jacob.
神爱雅各。
Sometimes when we raise a bunch of kids,
有时候当我们抚养儿女
There's a strange kind of paradox there.
在里面好像有一点矛盾的。
Sometimes the elder brother, so squeaky clean and good.
有时候有一些老的弟兄，他们又好又干净整洁。
And then our younger prodigal son, so prone to wander.
但是我们中间的浪子，他是那样容易的就走迷失了。
But when we look in their eyes,We love that prodigal son. There's something there.
但是当我们看见他们的眼睛的时候，我们爱那些浪子，因为他那里有一些东西。
So we're talking about more than just a works salvation. We're talking about a perfection of love.
所以我们不只是讲到救恩的工作，我们还是讲到爱的成全。
Now by the grace of Christ, we've been brought into the outer court of the tabernacle.
我们靠着耶稣基督的他的恩惠把我们带到这个帐幕的外院。
The great sacrifice of Christ on the brazen altar is forever the sign that we've been forgiven and saved.
在铜祭坛上，神的羔羊的献祭是我们得救，我们被饶恕的这样的一个表现。
And then last night we tried to go all the way into the Holy of Holies.
昨天晚上我们一直要进到至圣所的当中。
Although only the great high priest could ever bring you in there.
只有大祭司才能把你带进去。
But at least we looked at what the Bible said was involved in that holy place.
但是我们至少我们看见圣经里讲那个圣所里面有什么。
Just the very fact that that Jesus is in the Father and we are in Jesus and Jesus is in us by the Spirit is a reality.That is more than we usually understand.
这个事实就是耶稣在父的里面，我们在耶稣的里面，耶稣也在我们的里面，这是我们远远不能想象的一个事实和实际。
The great lie of the fall that must be eradicated is that somehow we are separate from God.
这个极大的一个谎言就是说我们是与神被分开了。
God wants us to understand that we live in union with Him through Christ Jesus.
但是神愿意我们能够在通过耶稣，我们与他联合在一起。
And John, of course, he gives us the innermost insight into the love that Jesus had for His Father.
约翰就让我们看见是基督向着他的父，他的爱的这个里面的这个。这个最重要的一个洞见。
When you look at Matthew, Mark, and Luke, you see that Jesus obviously loved the Father and obeyed Him and served Him and brought in the kingdom of God.
当然，你看读马太、路加和马可福音，你看见耶稣爱父，把我们带到父的荣耀里面。
But the disciple whom Jesus loved wanted us to know some of Jesus' thoughts about His Father.
但是耶稣爱的那个门徒愿意我们认识到耶稣的对我们的一些爱。
Jesus was confident in the Father's love.
耶稣他对他的父的爱非常有把握。
Are you confident?
你有没有把握？
Jesus says, John gives us the insight in chapter 15, verse 9. Just as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love.
在约翰福音十五章那里，耶稣就让我们看见这样的一个洞见，就是父爱我爱他，就像我们父爱我一样，我爱你们，就如父爱我一样。
Any doubt in Jesus' mind that the Father loves him?
你在你的脑子里面有没有一点怀疑，父爱你
？And Jesus knew that the Father gave him revelations because he loved him.
耶稣知道，因为父给他这样的一个启示，父爱他。
In chapter 5:20, he says, For the Father loves the Son and shows him all things that he himself is doing.
在五章第二十节那里说父爱他把一切要他做的都要告诉他教给他。
Just think about that. Jesus goes out in the morning, out to a lonely place, to the Holy of Holies, and talks to the Father.
你想一想，耶稣每天早晨到至圣所里面与父来交通。
The Father says, I want you to go down to this place. I'm going down there to heal somebody.
父说，你，我愿意你到这个地方去，我要到那个地方去医治人。
Wouldn't it be wonderful to have a relationship of love like that, where the Father would tell us the things that He's doing?
难道说，如果父跟我们有这样的一个关系，他教让我们做一些事情，我们知道，难道不是很美妙的一件事情吗？
Can you imagine how that would transform our prayer meetings if somebody actually came in there and knew what the Father was going to do?
你能不能想象，如果一个人进到我们的祷告会里面做父要他做的事情，这会怎么样的改变我们的祷告会呢？
So when 10 people come to the prayer meeting,
十个人来到祷告聚会，
9 of them tell God what to do.
九个人要指挥神做事情。
Maybe there's one who's heard what God is planning to do.
但是只有一个人听见父计划要做的事情。
They have to be a lover of God.
他们一定是爱神的那位。
Jesus knew he pleased the Father because he spoke exactly what the Father had taught him.
耶稣知道父喜悦他，因为他讲的都是父叫他讲的。
John gives us this insight in John chapter 8, verse 28 and 29.
约翰在约翰福音第八章二十八、二十九节给我们这样的一个洞见。
Jesus said, "When you lift up the Son of Man, then you'll know that I am He, and I do nothing on my own initiative, but I speak these things as the Father has taught me."
所以耶稣说，你们举起人子以后，必知道我是基督，并且知道我没有一件事是凭着自己做的。我说这些话乃是照着父所教训我的。
And He who sent me is with me.
那差我来的是与我同在的。
He has not left me alone, for I always do the things that are pleasing to Him.
那他没有撇下我独自在这里，因为我常做他所喜悦的事。
Do you do anything pleasing to the Lord?
你有没有做主所喜悦的一切事？
Yes, you do.
当然你做。
But do you realize it?
你有没有认识到？
Do you rejoice in it?
你有没有因此而喜乐？
Do you see it as part of your relationship of love to the Father?
你有没有看到这是你与神的爱的关系？
He's even confident of the Father's love as he lays his life down, that the Father will keep his life.
他是这样的有自信，他知道把自己的命舍了，父也要 保守他的命。
John 10:17, For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life so that I may take it again.
在约翰福音十章十七节，他说我父爱我，因为我将命舍去，好再取回来。
Jesus' love of the Father, the Father's love of Jesus was so great.
耶稣对着父的爱和父对他的爱是这样的伟大。
That Jesus is described in the Gospel of John as being in the very bosom of the Father.
耶稣在约翰福音里面被描绘成他是父怀里的。
So it says in John 1:18, No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten God who is in the bosom of the Father, He has explained Him.
在一章十八节那里说，从来没有人看见神，只有在父怀里的独生子将他表明出来。
Now isn't it interesting that John has learned this insight? John, the one who was leaning on Jesus' bosom.
约翰这个他斜着靠在主怀里的那一位，他学会看见了这个洞见，难道不是很有趣的事情吗？
Jesus told John all these secrets.
因为耶稣把这些秘密都告诉了约翰。
Do you tell anybody about somebody that you love? Let me tell you all the secrets about the one I love.
他说你想不想知道我爱的一个人的一个秘密？
So we're so thankful that John tells us these things.
我们非常感谢主，因为约翰把这些事告诉
我们。Now there's a reason for it.
当然有一个原因。
Because not only did Jesus have confidence in the Father's love for him,
耶稣不但对父爱他有把握，
but John is trying to tell us that we can have this same relationship to our Father.
约翰也告诉我们，我们可以与父有同样的一个关系。
So we already have read this verse several times, but in 1 John 4:16,
我们已经读了这节圣经好几遍了，是在约翰一书一四章十五节。
It says, "We have come to know and have believed the love which God has for us. For God is love.
我们知道，我们也认心相信神对我们的爱，因为神就是爱。
Now, how does this love fellowship happen?
这个爱的交通是如何的发生呢？
Now, if you'll pardon me for just a moment, we're going to go into a little basic, spiritual anatomy to try to explain.
如果你们原谅我，我今天给你们做一点属灵的解剖学的工作。
As we've heard a number of times this weekend, love transactions are always, always heart transactions.
我们讲过几次，这个爱的交易总是我们心里面的一个交易。
When God formed his covenant with Israel, he told them in the Shema in Deuteronomy 6:6, I, the Lord, I am one, and you shall love the Lord with all your heart, soul, and strength.
当神在与以色列人立约，他在生命记里第六章第六节，他是说我是耶和华你的神，你们要尽心尽性尽力爱主你的神。
Now what does he mean by that?
他这样说是什么意思呢？
We know that God created man spirit, soul and body.
我们知道神他是创造灵魂与体的那位主。
But he only mentions there the body and the soul.
但是在那里他只是讲到我们的体和我们的魂。
You shall love the Lord with all your heart and soul and strength. That's the body.
他说你要用尽性尽心尽力力讲到我们的身体。
So what was the heart to the Jew?
对犹太人来讲这个心表明的是什么？
What did it mean not to just love God with our lips but with our heart?
如果说我们爱我们的主不是靠着只是我们的嘴唇上的爱，而是要靠我们的心，这是什么意思？
God said you worship me with your lips but your heart is far from me.
神说你们用只是用嘴唇向我献祭，但是你们的心离我远远离。
Now because man is a sinner, his spirit was dead toward God.
因为人犯罪的缘故，他的灵对神向着神死了。
But the deepest part of man's being is his heart.
所以人最深刻最深处的东西只是剩下一颗心。
We know that our soul is our personality.
我们知道我们的魂是讲到我们的个性，
our intellect，
我们的智慧，
our emotions，
和我们的情感，
our will，
和我们的意志。
This forms our personality.
这就形成了我们的性格。
But deeper than the soul is the heart.
但是比我们的魂更深的是我们的心。
At the deepest part of man, there was considered the heart of man.
在人最深处是被认为是我们的心。
And the heart seemed to be, as we put all the scriptures together,
当我们把所有的圣经放在一起，我们就看见这个心。
The place at the deepest level where those three aspects of soul join together.
是在我们里面最深处，那我们的魂的三个方面合在一起的。
So when a decision is made in the heart,
我们心里面做一个决定。
It's because our emotions have been stirred.
是因为我们的情感来挑起。
Our mind has made up.
我们的思想我们已经定义了。
And our will is going to take action.
我们的意志就驱动我们去行。
If any man says Jesus is Lord and believes in his heart that God has raised him from the dead, he shall be saved.
如果有人他口里承认神让耶稣从死里复活，他就得救了。
Now somebody believes in the heart.
如果一个人真心的相信。
Many Christians believe with the mind, but not the heart.
很多基督徒他们是头脑里相信，但是不是用心
相信。And how can you tell the difference?
你怎样看其中的差别？
Because if you believe in your heart, you take action.
因为你心里相信，你一定会有举动。
Your will's involved.
因为你的意志就参与其中。
Your wholehearted giving to God is involved.
你就全心的把你自己献给神。
Your emotions are involved.
你的情感也参与其中。
This is no cerebral love.
这不是一个头脑上面的一个爱。
And you say, Jesus is Lord.
你说耶稣是主。
In the Old Testament, in the same way, when the Jew says, love the Lord with all your heart, it means you're willing to die for him. You've set your will for him, anything for him. Your emotions, your mind, your will are set to do God's will.
在旧约里面说，你要尽心爱你的神，就是说你已经下定了你的决心、你的情感、你的意志，你愿意为他死，你愿意这样的如此的爱他。
Now the Lord is always interested in this thing called the heart. It isn't our anatomical heart; it's the spiritual heart.
主他对我们里心，这个心不是我们解剖意义上的心，而是一个属灵上的心。他一直很感兴趣。
Oh, you can tell me all kinds of stuff you know with your mind. Now, what do you know with your heart? Because that's when you take action.
你可以跟我说你头脑里面你知道的一切东西，但是只有你心里面的才能让你做来行出来。
But it's strange now for the Christian whose spirit has been born again, they still have a heart.
对于那些已经重生的基督徒，他们仍旧有一颗心。
But now we say the deepest part of a Christian is their spirit.
但是一个基督徒，他们最深处的是他们的灵。
Finally, through salvation, man is spirit, soul, and body.
经过拯救，人又再一次成为了灵魂体。
And so, if that is the case, where is the heart involved?
如果这是事实的话，心还起什么作用呢？
We see that the heart now, the deepest part of your personality,
我们看心仍是你个性的最深处
is connected to two other components.
然后和其他的两个组件来联系起来
Your soul and your spirit.
你的魂和你的灵
And the heart is the connector, the junction box between.
你的心就成为你联系的这样的一个盒子
Now it's your heart that takes action.
是你的心来促使你有举动。
It's your heart that loves.
是你的心来爱。
And now that the spirit has been regenerated,
你的灵被苏醒了。
You have become connected to the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
你就与父子圣灵重新联系起来。
In your spirit.
在你的灵的里面。
Now, here's your heart.
现在你的心在这里。
Where's your heart?
你的心在哪里？
Now you have two streams.That influence your heart.
在你的心里面有两个溪水的分叉来影响了你的人。
Your soul can influence your heart.
你的魂可以影响你的心。
The Lord says, "Believe and you shall be saved."
神主说，你相信你就得救了。
But your mind can say, "Wait a minute, I doubt that. I don't think so." And your heart won't take action because heart is when.Mind, emotions, and will act together.
你的脑子说，等一等，我觉得不一定。然后你这样，你就看见你的心就不会有任何的举动，因为心是你的情感、你的意志，所要做出的一个行为。
So you see, your soul can still influence your heart to do good or evil, to do faith or unbelief.
所以你看见你的头脑还可以。你的魂还可以影响你的心，做好的或者做坏的，或信或者不信。
But wonderfully now, because we've been born again, our spirit is alive and has influence on our heart.
但是奇妙的是，我们的灵已经得救了，而且它能够左右我们的心了。
What happens when your spirit's alive?
当你的灵活了起来，发生了什么事情
？Now the Holy Spirit's in there.
圣灵住在那里。
And your spirit.Begins to commune with God. Abba, Abba.
我们的灵与父神能有交通，我们呼他为我们的阿巴父。
That comes right from your spirit, out through your heart. Abba, and you confess with your mouth.
那个从我们心的深，从我们的灵，通过我们的心，我们呼喊父啊，阿巴父，这就是就从我们的灵出发。
And now.In your spirit, you begin to see a new kind of knowledge. Not soul knowledge, but knowledge that comes by the light of God. Revelation comes to your spirit.
然后从你的灵里面，你就看见一个新的一个认识，是一个属灵的一个启示，不是从你的魂而来的。
And now that your spirit's been born again, your conscience has been cleansed from evil and become sensitive to God's spirit.
你的灵被复苏了以后，你就不再有一个罪恶的罪恶感的良心，所以你就被神来洁净。
Now, if you're a truly born again person, you have two streams of influence upon your soul, upon your heart.
如果你是重生得救的话，就有两个不同的这个溪流来左右我们的心。
There is the stream of the soul, and there's the stream of the spirit.
有我们魂而来的这个溪流，也有从我们灵而来的溪流。
Which one do you choose?
你选择的是什么？
Oh, the soul is strong and loud. The spirit is a still small voice.
哦，我们的魂又强又声音又大，但是我们的灵还是那么嫩弱，那么幼小。
Your soul is used to ruling things because it's your habit as a sinner.
你的魂在这里掌控一切，因为这是你作为一个罪人你的习惯。
You get up in the morning.
你早晨起来。
Time for devotions.
你早晨你要在这里做灵修。
Your soul says, I don't want to have devotions.
你的魂告诉你，我不想灵修。
I need 10 more snores before I can go to work.
我想再打十个呼噜，然后再做灵起来灵修。
I don't think I can find my Bible.
我要找我的圣经。
It'll wake up my wife.
我不想找我圣经，因为会把我的妻子吵醒，我有头痛。
Meanwhile, your spirit's saying, psst, psst, "Here I am."
圣灵在那里轻声地说，我在这里。
I love you.
我爱你。
Open the Word, and I'll speak to you.
你把圣经打开，我就向你说话。
Maybe I'll reveal something to you.
我要把一些启示给你。
Now, who are we used to listening to?
我们习惯了听谁呢？
Yeah, the old nagging wife, our soul. I don't mean nagging wife. What am I saying?
我们喜欢听我们唠唠叨叨的妻子，就是我们的魂。当然不是我们的唠叨妻子。
Now, the more our heart responds to our spirit.
我们的心越多的对我们的灵有回应
The more we abide in the love of God
我们就越多的住在神的里面
The more faith we act upon
我们就有更多的信心能够让我们来行动
Our heart's alive toward God
我们的心向着神就活了
Imagine this Imagine coming to a meeting on Sunday and worshiping in spirit
你想象我们主日我们来到聚会的当中我们用我们的灵来敬拜我们的主
Now that's your heart under the influence of your Holy Spirit and your Spirit
那就是你的心在受着圣灵和你的灵的影响
You can worship with your emotions
你也可以用你的情感来敬拜
Especially for young people We get smoke Turn the lights red and blue. Play the choruses on the guitar. And the kids get emotional. Rock back and forward.
像年轻人他们喜欢的这个 各处冒的烟雾然后听起这个音乐然后弹起吉他然后再摇来摇去然后我们的情感就被触动了。
Now worshiping in spirit can be emotional.
我们用灵敬拜也可以是有情感的。
But if it is just soulish emotion,Then every week you have to turn up the guitar another decibel.
如果是我只是我们的这个情感是出于魂的，那每个星期你都要把你的吉他的声音再调高一点。
Could you imagine coming to a prayer meeting where somebody prays in the spirit?
你能不能想象，当你来到聚会的当中，有人是在灵里祷告
？They've heard something from God.
他们从神听到了一些。
They speak something from God.
他们说从神而来的话。
All of our prayer meeting, 9 of the people,
我们祷告聚会里面九个人
are praying prayers upward to God.
他们是自下往上的向神来祷告。
Nothing comes down.
但上面并没有降下任何的东西。
God do this, God do that, God we're waiting. No answer.
他说主啊神啊你做这个做这个但是他们听不到答案。
But somebody's praying in spirit.
但是有人在灵里祷告。
They say, I think God is saying we need to pray for this.
他说我觉得神告诉我们我们要为这件事祷告。
And we pray for this and the fire comes down and the answer comes.
当他这样祷告的时候火就从天降下祷告就得到答应。
Wouldn't it be wonderful if we witnessed in the spirit?
这样如果我们能够我们在灵里面做见证难道不是很奇妙的吗
If we serve in the Spirit,
如果我们在灵里面服侍
Paul says in Romans 1:9 For God whom I serve in my spirit
保罗在罗马书一章九节他里说我用我的心灵来服侍的神
How many of you know you can serve just with your soul?
你们有多少人知道你们靠着魂你们就可以服侍
All right, I gotta teach these third graders something on Sunday school today
今天是主日学，我们要教三年级的这些孩子们。
Let me see if I can find a song to distract them. I'll find some scripture. We'll do something. I don't know. We'll have them draw.
我们看能不能有一首诗歌能够来注意他吸引他们的注意力，或者找一篇一节经文，或者说是任何的一样东西，我不知道。
Is it possible to preach a sermon? Is it possible to lead a Sunday school class without even praying about what to say, what to do?
你如果不祷告，你要说什么做什么，你能够来做讲一篇道，你能够来领主日学吗？
Oh, but when we're serving the Lord, Paul says, be fervent in spirit, serving the Lord out of your heart.
当我们服侍主的时候，保罗说我们要心里火热，我们常常的服侍我们的主。
Paul even tells us to love in the spirit.
保罗也叫我们在心里面来爱主，在灵里面。
Now John gives us this interview of this spiritual anatomy.
所以约翰就让我们看见这一个属灵的这个解剖学。
He tells us in John chapter 7 verse 37.
他告诉我们在约翰第七章
that Jesus referred to this spiritual stream of life that now goes through our heart.
他讲到耶稣提到这样的一个水流经在我们的里面来 流淌。
Now on the last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried out, saying, If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. And he who believes in me at heart, as the scripture says, from his belly shall flow rivers of living water.
耶稣说人若渴了可以到我这里喝从他的腹中就必流出活水的江河来让他喝了就永远不渴。
But this spoke he of the Spirit whom those who believed in him were to be receiving but the Spirit had not yet been given because Jesus had not yet been glorified.
这里讲到他是要受圣灵而说的但是这是圣灵还没有降下因为耶稣还没有得到荣耀。
Did you know that from the time you were born again,
你知不知道当你得救重生以后
there has been a stream of life flowing in your spirit by the Holy Spirit.
我们的灵里面就有一个生命的河流它是圣灵给我们带来的。
There's a spirit of life flowing out from me.
在我们
里面 makes the lame to walk,
圣灵有一个 灵水在
Opens prison doors,
打开地狱的门
that the captive is free. There's a river of life flowing out through me. Spring up, oh well.
从我里面流出活水的这个灵的江河，敢跟不上。
Just one of his favorite songs.
是我喜欢的一首歌。
Can you believe that there's a constant stream of life?Flowing through your spirit.
你相信吗？在你的里面有一个不断的在灵里面一个流淌的江河。
I don't think I need to convince you. There's a constant stream flowing through your soul.
我不想不用来说服你，在你的魂里面有一个一直流行的一个水流。
So I go up to this room I'm staying into tonight.
所以我来到我今天晚上睡觉的房间。
I lay down on my bed.
我躺在我的床上。
I say,、oh, what's that bump in the bed? Is that me or is that the bed?
说这个床怎么这么不平？是我呢，还是这个床的不舒服
？Try to get comfortable.
我要让我自己舒服。
I say, well, how was the food tonight? I don't know.
今天晚上的食物实在不怎么样。
I gotta get home tomorrow.
明天我要就可以回家了。
And so the soul is talking and being angry or being happy or whatever, just talking.
我们的魂就在我们里面说来说去，一会儿很恼怒，一会儿又很高兴。
Now, if you have enough trouble getting to sleep,
如果你睡不着觉的话
and you've given up all hope of feeling positive.
你如果已经不再希望你能够有带着一个积极的态度了
In your distress a song comes to your mind
在你不安的当中有一首诗歌来到你的头脑里
Great is thy faithfulness, O God my Father
你信实和广大 父神。
I can't tell you how many sleepless nights my spirit sang through the night.
我不知道有多少个晚上我的灵在晚上歌唱。
And I get up somehow tired, but somehow rested.
当我早晨起来的时候，虽然我睡得不好，但是我觉得我得到了安息。
I tapped into that stream.
我就从那个水流里面取水。
And I would be so happy if you would be serious about tapping in to that stream.
如果你严肃的要从那个水流里面取水，我实在为你们高兴。
Now there's too much to say about that. I'll try to say a little bit.
这方面我们还有很多的话说，我只是讲一点点。
But I think our brother Kong came here back several years and spoke about spiritual exercise.
我相信我知道江弟兄来到我们中间来到这里花了几次的来讲到属灵的操练。
And what he was talking about is learning how to live out of your spirit.
他所讲的就是你们如何凭灵而活。
Letting your spirit influence your heart.
让你的灵来左右你的心思。
Becoming a spiritual being and no longer carnal.
成为一个属灵的造物而不是一个属肉体的。
But you've got to find that stream.
但是你一定要找到那股水流。
Our soul is so strong, it covers up that stream.
我们的魂是那样的强烈，它把这个水流给覆盖了。
And isn't it interesting? Every time through some difficult circumstance, our soul is broken. Immediately, we can sense the river.
是不是在一些环境里面当我们的魂被破碎的时候我们立刻我们就感受到这个水流的存在了
I want to convey to you the feeling I have about this in an illustration
我想举个例子跟你们讲一下我对这件事的感觉
Now let's just say that our brother here
我们用我们弟兄来举例子
He has found a woman and he's madly in love
他找到了一个女朋友他非常喜欢她。
It's crazy love. You can see it written all over him.
他是疯狂爱她你看他浑身都充满了爱意。
And his whole life is wrapped up in his sweetie pie.
他就爱的就觉得他一生好像都是这个是他的一个甜心的这个馅饼的身上。
Now all of us has to live as Christians,With both streams.
我们作为基督徒，我们都要与这两股潮流一起存在。
Now he may be madly in love, but he still has to get up in the morning and brush his teeth and get some breakfast and drive to work and work all day long and go get the groceries and come home pick up the children and.
也许他是疯狂的爱他，但是他还是要刷牙，要洗脸，要吃饭，要上班，然后要回家，然后要买菜，然后把孩子给领回来。
During the day, the boss is mad for him because he's a little late.
在上班的时候，他的老板非常的对他生气，因为他迟到了。
The street light doesn't work and he has to wait 10 minutes.
这个十字路的红绿灯不 work 了，不工作了，然后他必须要等十分钟。
Welcome to my day in New York City.
你们欢迎来到纽约市。
Every human being has a soul stream. And when you get home, you tell your wife, oh, you should see the day I just had.
每一个人都有一个这个魂的水流。他回到家，他跟他妻子说，哎呀，我今天我遇见这些事情。
But wait a minute. Our brother is strangely different.
但是等一等，我们的弟兄很奇怪，他有跟人不一样的地方。
For even though he has the same soul stream of troubles,
虽然他里面有这个魂的水流带来的这个各种各样的麻烦。
All the time there's a deeper stream, this love for his woman that he thinks about all the time.
但是在里面有一个更深的水流，就是向着这个女朋友，他一直。不停地来思想它。
Now, is it possible to have both of these streams at the same time?
我们同时有这两股水流，是不是不可能呢
？And especially when the love is deep.
尤其是当我们的爱情是非常的深刻。
Who is the monk who taught us in the kitchen how to live in the two streams?
是谁在这个厨房里面的这个修道士，他教会我们要靠着这么两个水流而活。
Brother Lawrence
是 Lawrence 弟兄。
Yeah, you see, because he's so in love. Now he goes through the tough parts of the day, but he's, oh man, can't wait to call her. And whenever he gets time off, what does he do? Ring, ring. Hello, honey, how things going? Oh, yeah, I'll be home soon, don't worry. And then he's working hard, his soul is working, but all the time underneath, there's a stream of anticipation.
他是疯狂的爱着这个人，当他努力工作的时候，他一直等那个人给他打电话来。他当他一边忙碌，当忙完了以后，他就马上接通了电话，跟那个人来交通。
That is the life of a Christian.
这是我们基督徒的生活。
There's much that we go through in the day.
我们每天我们要经历很多。
But what's really occupying your heart?
但是什么占据了你的心
？Do you love the Lord?
你爱不爱主？
oh no, Thursday night prayer meeting. I'm so tired.
你星期四的晚上又该祷告会了，我太累了。
But there's just a little whisper that says you should go.
但是有一个轻声的声音说你应该去了。
You go, you sing a few songs, you begin to pray, your spirit perks up, and you come home refreshed at 9:30 at night.
你去了，你唱几首诗歌，然后你开始祷告，你的灵就被举起来，然后你回到家，你完全的被更新了。
Now you have to choose which stream you're going to be involved in.
你必须要选择你是要在哪个水流的当中。
And this is part of our education as we realize that this new life of love is lived on different ground.
这是我们必须要受的教育，就是我们这个爱是要在一个新的一个基础的上面。
And it's the ground that underlies all that John is talking about in his Gospels and his letters.
这是约翰在他的书信里面的所有他谈论的一个根据。
And here it is.
是这样的。
Life lived in this stream is life lived on resurrection ground.
你活在这样的水流里面，就是你活在一个复活的一个背景、一个基础上面。
You know, it's possible to know Jesus, but not know him on resurrection ground.
一方面我们可以认识耶稣，但是我们却不能在复活的这个基础上我们认识他。
You know he died for you. You know he suffered for you. You know he loves you.
你知道他为你死，他为你受苦，你也知道他爱你。
But each of the disciples who knew Jesus in this earthly ministry had to rediscover him on resurrection ground.
每一个认识耶稣他的门徒，他要必须在复活的这一个基础上面重新的来认识他。
Now full of glory,
丰丰满满的有荣耀
；full of authority,
丰丰满满的有权柄
；resting in his power.
在他的能力里面掌权。
So, when Mary came to the tomb and saw, and Jesus said, Mary, what happened?
当玛利亚来到坟墓，然后她看见，然后耶稣问她，玛利亚，你看见了什么？
Jesus said, Don't cling, don't hang on to me, Mary.
耶稣说，玛利亚，你不要抓住我。
You're hanging on to the old Jesus. Wait till I go and am exalted in the Father.And you're going to meet me on a whole new ground.
说你抓住的只是我旧的这个耶稣，你等一下，等我升到父那里去，你就会站在一个新的一个根基的上面。
The disciples on the way to Emmaus, they knew that Jesus loved them and they died on the cross and they'd heard reports of his resurrection.
当那些门徒他们去以马忤斯的路上，他们听见了耶稣复活的这个事。
But they were unfamiliar with Jesus on resurrection ground, and so they walked with this man.
但是他们对于复活的这个根基他们还不了解，所以他们认为他们与一个人在同行。
Then their eyes were opened.
然后他们的眼睛被打开了。
Poor old doubting Thomas.
多马他是非常有疑心的。
He wasn't in the upper room on resurrection Sunday.
在复活的那天的早上，他没有在那个楼上。
I'm sorry, you guys, you're all fishermen. I don't believe you. You tell too many fish stories.
你们这些这打鱼的人，你们讲太多的这个很可疑的事情，所以我不相信你们。
And then Jesus walked through the wall and said, Thomas, here's my hands and Here's my side. Put your hand in there.
耶稣就穿墙而过，伸出手来说：“多马，你看这我的手，你也把你的手放进我的肋旁。”
Thomas was introduced to Jesus on resurrection ground, fell down and said, "My Lord and my God."
多马再一次重新的被介绍给耶稣，这次是在复活的根基上，他就扑倒在地说：“我的主，我的神。”
Paul saw Jesus on the road to Damascus in that great vision.
保罗在去大马士革的路上，他看见那个极大的异象。
But when he got to thinking about it,
当他开始想了一想，
he said, "And when Jesus revealed himself in me on resurrection ground, I could preach the gospel."
他说耶稣在我的里面，在复活的根基上向我启示的时候，我才能传福音。
Do you know what Jesus looks like now?
你知不知道耶稣现在看起来是什么样子？
It was enough to drop John down to the ground like a dead man.
他可以让约翰像一个死人一样扑倒在地。
Do you know what Jesus' voice sounds like now?
你知不知道耶稣他的声音听起来像什么？
Just as full of love, but on resurrection ground.
是充满了爱，而且是在复活的根基上面。
And so we have to find this stream of life.
所以我们必须找到这个生命的这个源泉。
In order to find him in resurrection life as he speaks to us.
我们才能当他向我们说话的时候，我们才能在复活的根基上来找到他。
This is why Galatians 2:20 is so absolutely vital to us abiding in this loved one.
这就是为什么加拉太书二章二十节对我们能够来住在爱里面是何等的关键。
As long as our old man is ruling our heart, we can't see the Lord.
当我们的旧人还在掌管我们的旧人的时候，我们就不能看见我们的主。
And if we're saved, but we are not on resurrection ground, if we serve the Lord, we soon grow tired.
如果我们被拯救了，但是我们不是在复活的这个根基上面，我们服侍他的时候，我们就很容易很快的就累了。
Jesus never asked you to serve him with your own strength.
耶稣从来没有要你来靠着你自己的能力来侍奉。
Why didn't you serve me out of the river of living life, the Holy Spirit?
他说你为什么不能在生命的泉水里面来侍奉我，从圣灵这个角度来侍奉我。
And as much as we love Jesus, we find eventually our love grows cold.
我们也许我们爱耶稣很多，但是我们发现我们的爱越来越冷淡。
Well, Jesus says, "Don't love me with your natural love."
耶稣说，不要用你天然的爱来爱我。
Love me with the love I have placed in you.
用我放在你里面的爱来爱我。
Love me with my love. I don't expect you to love me with your love.
用我的爱来爱我，我不希望你用你的爱来爱我。
But I have poured forth by the Holy Spirit the love of God into your heart.
我已经靠着圣灵把从父神那里的爱都浇灌在你的里面。
So don't live there, but live out of that spring of life.
不要在那里来活，而是从生命的泉水里面活。
So you see, when John looks at this life of Christ, he sees this inner view of life.
当约翰看见这个耶稣的生命，他就看见这个活水的这个生命。
Paul would say, "We wrestle in a battle of flesh versus spirit."
保罗说是我们乃是与肉体与我们的肉体与灵相争。
John says.You either love the world that is passing away, or you love the Father.
约翰说，你也许你或者你爱这个世界将要逝去，或者你爱父神。
Paul says, through the cross we come to know him and the power of his resurrection life.
保罗说，通过我们是认识他复活的大能。
John says, abiding in his life gives us victory that overcomes the world.
约翰说我们 活在他的爱里面，让我们能够战胜这个世界。
It's just two ways of looking at the same thing.
是两个不同的角度看同样的一件事。
There's that part of our Christian life that is doing battle, that is gaining ground, that is standing for our Lord.
我们里面的基督的生命，我们可以让我们征战，我们能够 得地，我们能够为主来做见证。
But there's also the side that Jesus has finished the work, and our job is to stand in that finished work.
另外一个方面也讲到，耶稣已经做成了那个工，我们只是要站在这个完成的这个工作工上。
And so that's why John talks about the importance of the testimony of Jesus.
就是为什么约翰要说为耶稣做见证是何等的重要。
What is the testimony of Jesus?
耶稣基督的见证是什么？
He's come in the flesh to earth.
他是道成了肉身来到地上。
He's gained the victory over Satan by his death and resurrection.
他是靠着他的死和复活，他战胜了魔鬼。
His work is finished.
他的工作已经成就。
We stand on that resurrection ground of the finished work.
我们是站在这个成了的工作的这个复活的根基上面。
We say that Jesus is Lord. That's our testimony.
我们说耶稣基督是主，这就是我们的见证。
So John in the gospel talks about our testimony, our testimony.
约翰在约翰福音里面讲到我们的见证，我们的见证。
In his letter, 1 John, he talks about the testimony. And the testimony is this, that God has given us eternal life. And this eternal life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son has not life. This is the testimony.
约翰一书他那里面说我们见证耶稣基见证他的儿神的儿子，就是我们对耶稣基督的见证。认识承认耶稣的，就是神的儿子；不认识他的，就不是神的儿子。
The Book of Revelation，
在启示录里
，John says I was in exile for the word of God and the testimony of Jesus。
约翰说我是为了神的道和耶稣基督的见证，我被流放。
He says in chapter 12, and there was war in heaven, and we overcame by the testimony of Jesus and by his blood.
在十二章那里说，在天上起了征战，那战胜的是靠着耶稣基督的见证和他的血。
It's just seeing things from an eternal perspective of that which is already done.
我们要从一个属天的、一个永远的、一个观点来看这已经完成的事情。
Now, our responsibility.Is that 1% of showing love back?
我们的责任就是要把1%的爱来显示出来。
And so for John, the most important question will always be, "Do you love me?"
对约翰来说，最重要的问题总是
"Do you love me?"
你爱不爱我？你爱我吗
？Do you love me?
你爱我吗
？Keep my commands.
你遵守我的命令。
You didn't keep my commands.
你没有遵守我的命令。
Do you love me?
你爱我吗
？Love is the stream.Of that spiritual life.
这个爱就是这个属灵的生命的流。
It'll cost you something to stay in that stream.
如果你要留在这个水流里面，必须要付一个代价。
The soul stream is overbearing at times.
我们的魂的这个流有时候是很强烈的。
You notice how it says in that, I read that Psalms, because here's the soul's stream. Perhaps you recognize it. Though its waters roar in foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride, that's the soulish stream.
在诗篇四十六篇那里，对不起，我翻一下啊。
46:3。
诗篇四十六篇，讲到我们魂的那个流，讲到第三节，其中的水随喷轰翻腾，山水因海涨而颤抖。
Is that your soul stream? Roaring waters and foaming streams.
是不是你魂的这个流好像喷风翻腾
？Cascading down from the mountains and overwhelming.
从山上流下来，然后一直进到了这个海心。
Oh, but there is that spirit stream. There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God because you're in the Holy of Holies and God is in the midst of you. So, which stream do you want to live in right now?
这里面也讲到一个灵的一个河流，这河的分岔是神的城欢喜，这城就是至高者居住的圣所。你愿意活在什么样的一个河流的里面
？For him to start the psalm by saying God is our refuge and strength, that means something tough is going on.
他说开始讲到神是我的避难所，可能他的生活里面已经有了难处了。
Somehow David found in the holy place a place where he could meditate and hear from God.
但是不知道如何， 大卫在圣所里面找到了一个地方，他可以思想、思念神的话。
Now, well, I've got way too much to try to cover tonight, but we're talking two sections of scripture. Perhaps you could look at.
我们讲到在圣经里面有两处不同的地方，你可以看一看。
Because unfortunately, living in this stream of love is a corporate matter.
我们要活在这个水流里面也是一个团体的一件事情。
Oh, if it was just you and Jesus splashing in this quiet stream, how wonderful it would be.
如果你只是你和耶稣，你们在这个打起水花来，这个多么容易，多么奇妙了。
But he says, no, I want you to find the real stream of life that can only be discovered when you're loving one another.
但是他说我还需要你在当你们彼此相爱的时候，你才能找到这个真正的这个生命的水流。
So John chapter 15, the chapter on abiding, is all about abiding in that stream with one another.
约翰福音十五章讲到，在这个水流的当中，是讲到我们彼此的，我们一起居住在这个水流的当中。
When we hear abide in me and I in you, we think this is a one-to-one thing. He's saying you abide in me and I'll abide in you.
当我们说你们在我里面，我在你里面，好像是一对一的，你和我。
But that's not at all what the Greek is saying.
但是这不是希腊原文是这里这样说的。
Now he's getting us into the holy of holies and now out to the holy place where we're to live together as a testimony of Jesus.
他是把我们带进至圣所，让我们一起生活，我们成为耶稣基督的见证。
And in the Greek it says this, you all abide in me, and I will abide in all of you.
在希腊文里面说，你们所有的人都住在我的里面，我也住在你们所有人的里面。
I am the vine, and you all are the branches.
说到我是那真葡萄树，你们都是枝子。
My father is the vine dresser.
我父是栽培的人。
I'm the vine.
我是真葡萄树。
Here we are.
我们在这里。
United together.
我们一起联合在一起。
And all of you branches are with me.
你们这些枝子都在连在我的身上。
He talks about how we're to live in union with one another.
讲到我们如何的彼此联合，我们一起生活。
He says, verse 9.
15章第九节
I love each of you with the same love that the Father loves me. You must continually let my love nourish your hearts.
我爱你们正如父爱我一样，你们要常在我的爱里。
Verse
11 节
My purpose for telling you these things is that the joy that I experience will fill your all's heart.With overflowing gladness. So this is my command. Love each other deeply as much as I have loved you.
这些事已经对你们说了，是叫要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。你们要彼此相爱，像我爱你们一样。这就是我的命令。
Verse 13, the greatest love of all is a love that sacrifices all. And this great love is demonstrated when a person sacrifices his life for his friends, you all.
十三节，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这更大的。
You show that you are intimate friends when you obey all that I command you.
如果你们遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的亲密的朋友了。
Oh, these friends of Jesus are abiding in the vine.
这些耶稣的朋友们，他们是居住在这个葡萄树上。
Another way of saying this in Paul's language is.Abiding in Christ, in Christ, in Christ.
用保罗的话说，就是住在主里面，在主里面，在主里面。
And being part of this corporate vine, where we love one another and nourish one another.
我们成为这个葡萄树的一个分子，一个部分。我们彼此的，我们彼此照顾，彼此来抚养。
Well, we need to leave that there, but just to touch on 1 John as well.
我们再读约翰一书。
Love is mentioned in that short letter of 5 chapters, 105 verses.
在这个不长的这个书信里面，爱这个词用了105处。
Love is mentioned 39 times.
在105节的圣经里面，爱用到39处。
It's his emphasis in the letter.
这是这个信的重点。
He says, look, I'm writing to you little children. You're in the outer court. You know your sins are forgiven. I want you to go deeper.
他说小子们呢、啊、你们已经进到这个外院里面了，你们的罪已经被赦免了，但是我愿意你们进到更深的地方。
Now I'm writing to you young men, because you know the word of God. You've overcome the evil one, and I want you to go into the holy of holies.
我小子少年人，你们已经战胜了那恶者，我愿意你们进入到那至圣所里。
And you, who have entered into the holy of holies, are the fathers who have discovered him who has been from the beginning.
你们如果已经进到这个至圣所，你们就是父老，你们就发现了那个从起初就有的那一位。
We talked yesterday that John opens his letter with a wonderful, joyful fellowship between the Father and the Son and John and all of the saints.
约翰他开始写这封信的时候，他讲到一个喜乐的父与子和约翰他们一起在一起的这个一个光景。
He says, here's where I want you to abide.
他说我愿意你们住在这个地方。
I want you, number one,
第一
to see how great a love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called children of God.
父向我们显现的是何等慈爱，我们被称为神的儿子。
You abide in the great love the Father has bestowed on us?
你住在这个极大的父神的爱的里面吗？
Chapter 3, verse 2 and 3. Beloved, now we are children of God. And it has not appeared as yet what we will be, but we know that when he appears, we will be like him, because we will see him just as he is. The resurrected Jesus, and we will see and be like him.
第三章第三节说亲爱的弟兄，我们现在是神的儿女，将来如何还未显明，但我们知道主若显现，我们必要像他，因为必见他的真体。
Now everyone who has this hope in himself purifies himself just as he is pure.
凡像他有这指望的就洁净自己，像他洁净一样。
But we must love, or else our Christian experience is fake.
我们必须爱，否则我们的基督徒的经历就完全是一个虚假。
How do we know if we're walking in the light?
我们怎么知道我们是行在光中？
I'm a Christian, I say I'm walking in the light.
我是一个基督徒，我行在光中。
Well, how do you know?
你怎么才能知道？
John says easy. If you love your brother, you're walking in the light.
约翰说，如果你爱弟兄的话，你就是行在光中。
1 John 2:10, the one who loves his brother abides in the light.And there's no cause of stumbling for him.
约翰一书二章十节，爱弟兄的就是住在光明中，在他没有半跌的理由。
And so he goes on and talks 24 times. He talks about abiding in him, in Christ, in him, in Christ, in him.
接下来他24次的讲到，我们要住在主里面，住在基督的里面，在他里面靠着主。
A couple of selected verses.
我们再挑着读两处的圣经。
Chapter 3, verse 11.
三章十一节。
This is the message which you have heard from the beginning, that we should love one another.
我们应当彼此相爱，这就是你们从起初所听见的命令。
Chapter 3, verse 23.
三章二十三节。
This is his commandment that we believe in the name of the Son of Jesus Christ and love one another.
神的命令就是叫我们信他儿子耶稣基督的名，且照他所赐给我们的命令彼此相爱。
Chapter 4 verse 7 Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. The one who does not love does not know God, for God is love.
四章七节，亲爱的弟兄啊，我们应当彼此相爱，因为爱是从神来的，凡有爱心的都是由神而生，并且认识他，认识神，没有爱心的就不认识神。
I don't know if you're picking up the emphasis that John has about love.
我不知道你有没有注意到约翰他的重点讲到爱。
But even love is that which discerns and distinguishes between light and darkness.
爱甚至是能够成为区分光与暗的那个重点。
Chapter 3 verse 10 By this the children of God and the children of the devilare obvious. Anyone who does not practice righteousness is not of God, nor the one who does not love his brother.
三章十节，从此就显出谁是神的儿女，谁是魔鬼的儿女。凡不行义的，就不属神；不爱弟兄的，也是如此。
Now, I want to, finish up.
我们可能要结束了。
I still think that we believe our greatest judgments are our terrible, selfish, carnal sins.
我仍旧相信我们将来审判的时候，我们最大的罪是我们的可怕的，我们肉体的，我们的罪。
We think that we have done so many things wrong, and even now we can't understand how God could possibly love us.
我们觉得我们做了那么多的事情是错误的，我们甚至不能明白神怎么可能会爱我们。
But from the eternal point of view that John is speaking to us,
但是从约翰所站的那个永远的这个角度向我们说话的这个立场来说
When we come before the resurrected Jesus at the judgment seat,
当我们来到复活的耶稣的审判台前
I believe our repentance will be how little we lived in the stream that the Lord has given us.
我觉得我们最大的一个悔恨就是我们在神给我们的这一个生命的源泉里面，我们活的是多么的少。
How little we listened.
我们听了他的话是多么
的少。How little we were silent.
我们是多么的安静寂静。
How little we let our spirit reveal to us the love of God.
我们有多少多么稀少的让圣灵向神的灵向我们显示神的爱。
The Lord might say to us, I have given you this Holy Spirit, this stream of love.
主可能说，我把圣灵，就是这个爱的水流赐给了你。
But you did not ask to be filled.
但是你没有求让他来充满你。
You did not say, give me more of the Holy Spirit.
你没有说求你赐给我更多的圣灵。
You did not care to live in that stream.
你也不在意要活在这个水流的里面。
You spent all your life just flowing in the soul stream of the natural man.
你整个的一生，你都是在你的魂的这个水流，这个天然的人的里面游泳。
There was a famous dear man of God who was a mystic. He had experiences of God.
有一个著名的神的仆人，他是一个奥秘派的，他经历了极大的神的有极大的经历。
He was a brilliant professor in university.
他是一个大学里面非常有才华的一个教授。
But he loved God.
但是他爱神。
I heard some tapes. He lived in the mid 1900s, the 50s, the 60s, 70s.
他是在1930年代50年代
And he would speak like this. He would say, and the love of God, praise Jesus. Every time he took a breath in, he'd say, praise Jesus, or hallelujah.
我听了他的这个磁带，他每次说神的爱，然后他就说，哦，赞美，赞美主，赞美，赞美神。
But he always was looking, where is God's river? Where is God's river?
他一直在寻找神的河流在哪里？神的河流。
So he lived down in the south in a town called Macon, Georgia.
他是在佐治亚州一个小城里面住在那里。
Among other churches, they had a Pentecostal church there.
在那里有一个灵恩派的一个教会。
And every year, the Pentecostal church had a revival.
每一年灵恩派都有一个复兴会。
And every service, the evangelist would give an altar call.
每次那些传福音的人，他都在这个讲台上向下做呼召。
And down the aisle would come Brother Rufus.
这个弟兄每次他都来到这个从走廊里走上来。
And after a while, the pastor said, "Rufus, you don't need more of the Holy Spirit."
过了一阵子，这个牧师就说 ，Rufus， 你这个人你不需要太多的圣灵了。
Did I not hear an invitation? If you want the Holy Spirit, come. I'm coming. There's more to be had.
他说：“难道你没有听见这样的一个邀请吗？如果你需要更多的圣灵，你就来。我需要得到更多的圣灵。”
Well, he won't have to repent of not seeking the Spirit.
在主面前，他不需要为不寻求圣灵这件事情来懊悔。
I wonder if we just live in the natural man.
我奇怪我们是不是活在我们的天然的人里面。
Do we not have one part of love to give back?
我们有没有一点点的爱我们可以来偿还给我们的主？
Perhaps you don't think the Lord loves you.
也许你不认为主爱你。
But rather than condemn you,
但是他并没有来责备你。
To say you've lost your first love.
他说你已经失去了你起初的爱。
Could I suggest some things?
我给你有一点点提议。
Could I suggest you say, Father, I know I have not loved you well.
你能不能说，父啊，我知道我爱你的不够。
Holy Spirit, would you show me how I could love the Father?
圣灵，你能不能向我显示如何能够爱我的父？
Or Holy Spirit, would you teach me through the way Jesus loved you so that I could love the Father who I don't really know very well?
你说圣灵，你能不能教育我，即耶稣是如何的爱你，让我一样能够爱父，我还不太认识他。
Lord, I read in your word, pursue love. I don't know how to do that.
我只是在词语上知道要寻求爱，但是我不知道如何的来追求。
Could you teach me how to pursue love with my brothers and sisters in my assembly?
你能不能教我如何在我的聚会里面，我与弟兄姊妹们，我们一起来寻求追求爱？
I know you say, if we ask, seek and knock, we will gain.
我知道你说祈求的就给你得着，寻求的就寻见。
But I haven't asked.
但是我还没有祈求。
For more of your heart.
来更多的得着你的心。
And now I'm asking.
现在我向你祈求。
I want to seek your heart.
我愿意来寻求你的心。
And I know I'll find.
我知道我能就能发就能寻见。
Could I knock?
我可不可以敲一敲你的门？
On your door and ask that you would send forth the Holy Spirit into the depths of my being.
我敲你的门，你能不能把圣灵拆到我最深的心里面？
I read, Lord, that Jesus said, I please the Father.
耶稣说，我让父神得喜悦。
Oh, Spirit of God, would you teach me how I could do things that please the Father?
圣灵，你能不能教我如何我也做能够做事，能够让父得喜悦
？And Lord, help me because my soul stands in the way of jumping into the stream of your life.
主啊，求你帮助我，因为我的魂挡去了我的去路，让我们不能跳在这个生命的这个水流里面。
And so I just want to say,
我只是这样愿意说。
Perhaps the most important issue in our Christian life is, do you love me?
我们基督徒生活里面可能最重要的一件事情是你爱我吗？
Many other of Jacob's sins can be forgotten.
雅各他很多的他的罪都能够被赦免。
But you know, Jacob, for all of that person, flawed person he was a lover of his Lord.
但是雅各虽然有诸多的缺点，但是他却是倾心爱主的那一位。
And if you are such a Mary that your love can clearly be seen, then may the Lord bless you.
如果你像玛利亚一样，你对着他的爱能够被大家众人看见，神主就祝福你。
I hope that you will find life with the Father, Son, and Spirit in the Holy of Holies.
希望你在父子圣灵里面，你能够在至圣所里面找到那生命。
To young people here tonight, you're not too young to enter in to the fullness of God.
对年轻人来说，你们已经不年轻了，你们已经可以完全进到神爱的完全里面了。
If you hear His heart,
如果你听他的心。
You know he wants your love.
你知道他希望得到你的爱。
That pleases the Father.
这就能够让父得喜乐。
Sometimes I get in a young people's meeting, and the Lord moves in their lives.
有时候我到年轻人的聚会里面，主在他们的生活里面动工。
And they have a go round of prayer at the end of the meeting.
他们结束的时候轮流的来祷告。
And a lot of them simply offer a little sentence prayer.
有他们很多人只是一两句的来祷告。
I love you, Jesus.
说我主耶稣，我爱你。
You're precious to me, Father.
父啊，你对我何等的宝贵。
Perhaps those are the deepest prayers that are prayed.
也许那就是你能祷告的一个最深刻的祷告。
Consider these things.
你思想这些事情。
May the love of God capture us.
愿意神的爱俘虏我们。
Have you heard him, seen him, known him on resurrection ground?
你有没有在复活的根基上，你看见他，听见他，也摸着他？
Then surely yours is a captured heart.
如果你这样做的话，你的心就被他俘获了。
Oh Lord, we thank you that you poured forth streams out of your The riven side.
主啊，我们感谢你，因为你从你的肋旁，你流出活水的江河来。
Not only the blood of our salvation, but the living waters of the Holy Spirit.
不仅是你的血可以让我们能够得救，而且是你一个活水的泉源。
And we testify of what Jesus has done out of love.
耶稣在出于爱所做的。
And we say, Jesus.We love you with all our heart.
我们说耶稣，我们全心的爱你。
Not just mind.
不是我靠着我们头脑。
Our heart.
而是尽心尽性。
And we're influenced by the Spirit. Strengthen our hearts so that Jesus can dwell in them.
我们是要圣灵来影响，来坚固我们，让耶稣可以住在我们的里面。
Oh, Spirit of God, rise up within our heart. Strengthen us, Lord.
神的灵啊，在我们的里面兴起来坚固我们。
We want Jesus living in our hearts.
我们想让耶稣来活在我们的心里面。
We turn away for just a moment from the soul's stream of many cares in this world.
我们愿意从我们这个魂的这个水流诸多的忧虑的方向来转过来。
So there's a river of life.
让我们看见生命的水流。
And we would come and drink.
我们就来取水喝。
We thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
我们谢谢你主，奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。